belt-tightening fever in Washington has been putting a lot of pressure on the Pentagon budget over the past couple of years. But Matt Felling, a spokesman for Senator Lisa Murkowski, says the bipartisan deals lawmakers cut last week favor a buildup at Fort Greely's missile defense base.
Greely will benefit, and it will be good for our ground-based missile support up in Alaska.
But those benefits depend on the Senate approving missile defense funding in two measures. Those are the federal budget bill passed by the House on Friday. The other is the defense authorization measure, which sets Pentagon spending policy. That measure calls for construction of an $80 million mechanical engineering building at Fort Greely's Missile Field 1. That's one of three missile fields at the base, and it's been shut down for more than 4 years now because of water damage in its underground corridors. Missile Defense Agency spokesman Richard Lenner says that damage was cleaned up over the summer and fall in preparations for upgrades at Missile Field 1. That'll take place over the next 3 years. When that's done, six interceptor missiles will be placed in silos there, and another eight will go to Missile Field 2. Felling says Murkowski and others believe Greeley's missile base should be expanded even more. He says the senator sees that as more practical than a competing proposal to build another missile defense base in the northeastern United States at an estimated cost of $3.6 billion.
So it would be far cheaper to add or to make some upgrades at Greeley than it would to be find real estate in New England and build something brand new from scratch.
But the performance of the ground-based interceptor system remains unproven. The interceptors have failed to knock out dummy enemy missiles in 8 of 16 tests, most recently in July. The 2014 defense budget will invest nearly $190 million for missile and radar upgrades to improve the ground-based system. Murkowski says further expansion at Greeley may well hinge on the Pentagon's ability to demonstrate the ground-based system works. So she says there's a lot riding on the next test, scheduled for March. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.